good morning.
Morning.
Has joined.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Yadula Chumincha, Bati. Abel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharebu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Gevavat Shalem Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Bar Hem Tacharem, Rahame Sikatcha, Amid Gamlem. Betet Reish, Tzaditaf Gimel. Kasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Dunayim. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Bene, Zohre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pesayim Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Dalubo. Shin Kufal Tzaviyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. This morning's reading is the second Aliyah, the second reading for the Parasha of Vayera. We have 19 verses. They run from Genesis chapter 18, verse 15, to verse 33. The number 19 connects to the name of Chava, Eve's name in Hebrew. The number 19 connects to the number of years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. There are 19 years in that cycle, seven of which are leap months, leap years, with an extra month. They're referred to as the pregnant months, the pregnant years.
Has joined.
And the number 19 connects to the number of Sephirot in a soul, because the female has 10 Sephirot, but the male only has 9 until he gets married, when the female becomes his 10th. So we are starting with verse 15. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkintei Bib Shilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhei Bavadhe Be'yichud HaShelim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kerenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kerenei Vat kachish sara lemor lo tzachakti ki ariyah vayomer lo ki tzachakt vayakumu misham anashim vayashkifu al pnei sedom Avraham Hole Imam Lashalcham. Abraham talking to God, negotiating, seeing if he can save the people of Sodom. But the name, the word that's used for men in Sodom is Anashim. And we know that that has a negative connotation. It's a low-level human. Verse 17. Vadonai Yohewahe Adonu
Yohewahidawanu Heyo. Has joined.
Amar Hamakese Ani Me Avraham Asher Ani Yoseh. We Avraham Hayo Yihye Lagoy Gadol V'Atzum V'Nivrechu Bo Kol Goye Haaretz Ki Yedativ Leman Asher Yitzaweh Et Anav Et Beito Acharayu V'shamru Terech Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo La'asot Tzedaka U'mishpat Lama'an Aviyo Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Al Avraham et asher diber alav Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahidawanu heyo Zaakat Sedom v'Amora Yirabah v'chatatam Ikavda meod Aradana v'yere Atzakata Aba'a elai asu Kala ve'im lo eda'a Vayifnu misham ha'anashim Vayelku Sedoma v'Avraham Odenu omeid lifnei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo Vayigash Avraham Vayomar ha Ispetzadik Im Rasha Ulayesh Hamishim Tzadikim Betoch Ha'ir Ha'af Tispeh V'lo Tisa La'makom Leman Hamishim Ha'tzadikim Asher B'kirba Halila lecha masot kadavar hazeh lehamit tzadik im rasha v'chaya tzadik karashya halila v'chashofet Kol haaretz lo yaaseh mishpat Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Im emtza bisedom Hamishim tzadikim Betoch ha'ir v'nasati Bekol ha'makom ba'avuram Vayan Avraham vayomar hinena Ho'alti l'daber el I be Anochi afar the I fair. Ulayatarun Amishim Hatsadikim Amisha Hatashpit Hamisha Et Kolayir Vayomerlo Ashid im yemsa sham arbaim vachamisha vayosef oledaber elav vayomar ulai imatun sham arbaim vayomer lo eeset Be'avur ha'arba'im Wa'yomer al-na Yichar la'donai Va'adabera'ulayim se'un Sham shaloshim Va'yomer lo'e'ese Im emtza Sham Shaloshim Vayomer Hinena Ho Alpi Ledaber El Adonai Ulaim Matun Sham Esrim Vayomer Lo Ashkirit Va'avur Ha'esrim Vayomer lo hashkit ba'avur ha'asara Vayelech Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohewahe Dawanu heyo Asher kila lidaber El Avraham v'Avraham Shav l'imkomo. That's the end of the Hebrew Aliyah. Now take a look at the English translation. Chapter 18, verse 15. And Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, because she was afraid. And he said, No, but you laughed. And the men arose from there, and they looked upon Sodom. And Abraham went with them to escort them. And the Lord said, Shall I conceal from Abraham what I am doing? And I was actually wrong when I said that the word was Anashim in verse 16. It is Anashim, but how do you call the angels, the men who were being given Abraham's hospitality, who we are told are angels, how do you call them lo? So Anashim is a word, one of the three forms of the word for man or mankind that I really need to delve into more to be able to explain it, what these differences are. Two of them I know the differences. One word is Adam, the name of the man. It's also a man, a name meaning the man and women together in unity. And then there's the word Ish, which is also men, man. And that word is clear. It is only the male part of the soul. But the third word of Anashim, I don't have a clear understanding after I see this verse. So we're in verse 17. And Hashem said, shall I conceal from Abraham what I am doing? Hashem is not really asking himself a question. He's really teaching us to ask ourselves a question. Am I doing the right thing? Is it the right time? Is it the right place? Do I have the right intention? Verse 18, and Abraham will become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations of the world will be blessed in him. For I have known him because he commands his sons and his household after him. They should keep the way of Hashem to perform righteousness and justice, in order that the Lord bring upon Abraham that which he spoke concerning him. And the Lord said, since the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah has become great, and since their sin has become very grave, I will descend now and see whether according to her cry, which has come to me, they have done, I will wreak destruction upon them. And if not, I will know. It is from this verse that the Midrash explains what took place to Lot's daughter, who was killed by the people of Sodom, who were giving charity, helping another stranger. And the men turned from there and went to Sodom, and Abraham was still standing before the Lord, before Hashem. And Abraham approached and said, will you even destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there are 50 righteous men in the midst of the city. Will you even destroy and not forgive the place for the sake of the 50 righteous men who are in its midst? We could ask, why did Abraham start with 50? But we know that 50 is relating to the 50 gates of Bina. So he's starting at the level of intellect. Far be it from you to do a thing such as this, to put to death the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be like the wicked. Far be it from you, will the judge of the entire earth not perform justice? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous men within the city, I will forgive the entire place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have commenced to speak to Hashem, although I am dust and ashes. Actually, I think in this case, it's speaking to Adonai. So, it's a attribute of Hashem that is in the frame of Malchut. And so the name is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which can be said to a man, in which case it's just a sign of respect, or it can be said to Hashem, having lowered himself to deal with the physical world. Perhaps the 50 righteous men will be missing, 5. Will you destroy the entire city because of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find there 45. The gematria of 45 is the name of Adam. The gematria of 45 is the spelled out name of Hashem that we utilize in the Ma meditation. And he continued further to speak to him. And he said, perhaps 40 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it for the sake of the 40. And the number 40 is representing the Hebrew letter Mem. And that's a connection to Chesed. And he said, please, let the Lord's wrath not be kindled, and I will speak. Perhaps 30 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. 30 is the gematria of the letter Lamed. And the Lamed is a connection to teaching and education and dedication. And he said, behold, now I have desired to speak to the Lord. Perhaps 20 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for the sake of the 20. And the number 20 represents 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light, essentially creating a complete partsuf, 10 different partsufim, 10 different faces. It's a number connected to completion, but not the final completion, the landing place, the landing part of a stairwell is an example of partial completion. And he said, please let the Lord's wrath not be kindled, and I will speak yet this time. Perhaps 10 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for the sake of the 10. And the 10 represents the 10 sephirot. And the Lord departed when he finished speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. And of course, we need to question, why didn't he continue speaking past the 10? Even if he just said, the one person himself, or the one person, his nephew Lot. And there are many answers that sages have given over the centuries. I'm not going to go into it now. I'm going to take the time, the last few minutes of our session today, to deal with the 17th blessing of the 18 morning blessings. These three blessings, it's numbered the 16th blessing, and there's three of them, 16th, 17th, and 18th, and they're described as the Birkat HaTorah, the blessings of the Torah, and we're going to need to understand the difference between them. So let's look at the 16th blessing, which is probably all that we have time for today. Baruch Ata. And always remember, the word Ata seems to be superfluous. And so we have to recognize that it's not superfluous, that it represents Aleph, Taf, and He. It represents the word You. But it also represents the Shekhinah being injected into the physical world. It's all of the energy from the Aleph to the Taf, all of the energy of any vessel, because every vessel is created with the Aleph Bet. So if you have all of the letters of the Aleph Bet, you are connecting to all of the energy of creation. Everything that is ever created, you're injecting that into the physical world, which is represented by the letter He. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. And we all say Amen when you hear a blessing. The translation, Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the world, who has sanctified us with his mitzvot and obliged us regarding the teachings of the Torah. The Kavanah for this blessing. The Kabbalists teach that without a connection to the Torah, we do not stand a chance affecting genuine positive change in our lives or in the world around us. According to Kabbalah, reference to the Torah refers to spiritual work and spiritual study, and to using spiritual tools. The blessing connects us to the inner essence of the Torah, giving us the energy, that fuel that we need to ignite all of the other blessings that we have recited up till now, and to imbue our lives with passion and spiritual energy. It's important to notice, to recognize, that whenever you are connecting to the word Torah, you're connecting to much more. It's also important to recognize that there's no word in this translation that says teachings, but there is the word divrei, and the divrei is dalet bet reshut. It has the word daber in it, and daber means a thing. And it's from this understanding that the translation is utilizing the teachings of the Torah. Elsewhere, we will talk about the words of the Torah. But it is very important to recognize that this is a unique blessing about the things associated with the Torah, which is spiritual work. I wish you all a beautiful day, beautiful afternoon. We will have three more classes today. One is at 11 a.m. And that class will be continuing to teach about Kashrut. Our 4:30 class, these are all West Coast times, will be a deep Zohar class. And we are beginning to get a number of verses from the Zohar about the 72 names of God, and I think you will find it somewhat interesting. And our 7 o'clock class, the evening class, will be an essay by the Ari on the Parasha of Vayera. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful afternoon. And may there be much shalom. shalom and peace and serenity in your life. Shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.